March 12, 1938. How God loves and prays to himself to give the kingdom of the divine will. The life of one who lives in it is formed in God. How she is continuously reborn. Sowing of divine lives. How she is welcomed and loved by all. I feel myself in the arms of the divine volition, which exercises its power over me and is all attentive even to my little trifles to invest them with its life and with its light, in order to enclose the all, inside the little trifle. What goodness! What love! It seems that it wants, in any way, to have something to do with the creature. But to do what? To give, always. By giving, it pours itself out. By giving, it feels operative, making many things of itself things that love it and praise it, for who he really is. Then, my dear Jesus, who always takes great delight in saying ever new things about his adorable will, visiting my poor soul, as if he felt the need to entrust me with his secrets, told me, my blessed daughter, the living of the creature in our will is our amusement, our enjoyment, our perennial occupation. You must know that, as the creature unites to our volition and enters into it, our will kisses the human will, and the human will kisses our will. We ourselves love, pray and ask of ourselves that our will may come to reign in the human generations. The creature disappears inside our divine sea like a little drop of water, and what remains is our prayer, that wants to invest everything with its power, to obtain what we have asked of ourselves. We cannot do without answering our own prayer. Therefore, once we have prayed, we set ourselves on the way, wandering across all nations and through every heart, to see if we find even a small disposition to live in our will. So we take that little disposition in our creative hands. We purify it, sanctify it and embellish it, placing inside of it the first act of our will. And we wait. To be able to place the second act, the third act of the life of our fiat, and so forth. Therefore, all that the creature does in our will is actually done by ourselves. We love, we pray. One can say that we commit all of ourselves in order to give what we want, and it is impossible not to grant to ourselves. Do you see then, what it means to live in our will? It is the imposition of the creature over ourselves, making us do what she wants, making us give what she wants us to give. After this, my beloved Jesus added, my daughter, the life of one who lives in our will is formed within our divine being. She is conceived, born, and reborn continuously. Just as our divine being is always in the act of generating, in the same way she is always in the act of being born again. And as she is born again, she is reborn to new love, new sanctity and new beauty. As she is reborn, she grows and takes always from ourselves. These new births are her greatest fortune and ours as well, because we feel that not only does the creature live in us, but she is also born again and she grows in our life, being renewed in our very act, which is always new. And as she is reborn, we delight in looking at her because she acquires a new beauty more beautiful, more attractive than the one before. But, does she, perhaps, remain there? Ah, no. More beauties will invest her, without ever ceasing so many as to enrapture our gaze, preventing us from moving it, to enjoy in her our endless beauties. And we love our beauties, from which we incessantly invest her. As we look at this creature under the reign of our various beauties, our love does not remain behind. It makes her be born again every instant in our love, which is always new. Therefore, she loves us always with new love, a love that always grows and never stops. Who can tell you what this creature's life is like, formed within ourselves? It is our paradise that we form within her. By being born again in us, she gives us always new joys, and new surprises of happiness, because as she is reborn, she is born again in our power, wisdom, goodness and sanctity. Recognizing our life in her, we love her as we love ourselves. Now, as she is born again within us many times, we give her virtue to be able to receive our sowing, so that we can sow in her as many of our divine lives as we want. And here it is our will, coming into the picture. With its fiat, my will speaks and creates. It speaks and sows divine lives, making them grow with its breath, feeding them with its love, giving them with its light the colors of all its various beauties. And since this is life reborn in us many times, and grown within us, we have infused in her all the attributes necessary to be able to receive the sowing of our divine lives. These lives are the most precious. They possess the creative virtue, they have our same value. We can say, we ourselves formed many of our lives and sowed them within the creature. Comparing these lives to the sun, its light remains like shadow before them. The expanse of heaven is small compared to them. Would you like to know what the use of these lives of ours will be, that have been formed with so much love in the creature? They will serve to populate the earth, and to generate the life of our will in the human family. They are our lives, my daughter. Our life never dies, it is eternal, with us. Therefore, they are all in waiting to take possession of the creatures, in order to form one single life with them. And this is also the cause, our great divine reason for which we have been speaking for so long about our divine will. Each word we say is one of our lives that we deliver, it is a birth that we give to the light. Every word that we pronounce on our fiat is a life that we expose, that puts itself in communication with the creatures. Every knowledge that we manifest carries our kiss, so that the creature may form our life at every breath. And since life has motion, warmth, heartbeat and breath, she must also feel, by necessity, this life of ours within herself. This life will have the virtue of transforming the life of this fortunate creature into itself. Therefore, my daughter, be attentive. Do not allow even one word on our fire to escape you, because there lives that we live inside other creatures. The value of one single word on our fiat is so great that the whole of creation, oh, how behind it remains. The creation is our work, while one word on our fiat is life, and the life always costs more than all the works. Further, our love for this creature who receives the sowing of our divine lives is so great that, as we speak to her about our will, our eternal love pours over her, unleashing itself and feeling loved in return. The weight of human ingratitude of not being loved remains empty, because we find one who loves us with our love. This has the virtue of making up for all the love that all the creatures should give us, of burning all their evils, and of filling and shortening the greatest distances. Our love finds in her our refreshments, our revenges. So we love her infinitely. But we are not satisfied in loving her by ourselves. We make her loved by the celestial queen, as a more than tender daughter. By the angels and the saints, as their inseparable sister. We make her loved by heaven, the sun, the wind, by everyone. They feel in her the strength, the virtue of our love. They feel fortunate to love her, because she is the bearer of joys for all. And our love and the content we feel are such that we call her our consoler, our fiat whom we keep on earth, our depository. All is ours within her.